We start with the Amud Yomi and Siman Bet. I want to focus in on today on Sivvav that deals with two very important halachot. And you'll notice the distinction in the language of the beginning and towards the middle of it. The beginning it says Asur Leilech Bekomas Kufa, and it says Velo Yelech Arba Amod Begiloi Harosh. So the two separate halachot. The first one, they're both based in the Gemara and Kiddushin, and there's also Gemara Shabbat. The Gemara Kiddushin says Asur Leilech Arba Amot Bekomas Kufa, and gives the rationale because Malei Kol Aretz Kvodo. You're not allowed to walk 4 amos standing erect with a certain arrogance, and because Hashem is all around, and you're, as the Mishnah Berurah brings out, explains in Sif Katan Tet, Shidochek Raglei Hashchina Kivyachol. You're saying it's all about you, making yourself the epicenter, and you're pushing away HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what's fascinating, and the Taz already brings this up, is that both the Tor and the Shulchan Aruch, quoting this Gemara, leave out the words Arba Amos, and just says Asur Leilech Bekomas Kufa. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is a little misleading, because then he says Al Kein Katvu Achronim De Asur Afilu Pachot Mi Arba Amot. Now, if you look at the Taz asks this question, and the first answer is he says like the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Mitzad Svara. So why the first question that the question is why did the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch not bring down the language of Arba Amos? So the Taz's first answer is they didn't have that girsa of Arba Amos, and therefore the Isser is even less than Arba Amos. The Taz's second answer is that since Mitzara Svara, the whole idea is that you're being Dochek Ragli Ashchina, so then it makes sense that it's even less than Dalal Amos. But the Taz's conclusion is that's very tough, that the Tur and the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch would be more Machmir than the Gemara Psuka. So maybe again the Shari Tzion brings down that it's the Taz, the Magen Avram, and the Gra. So maybe the Magen Avram and the Gra bring down that it's even Asur Afilu Pachot Midalat Amot, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Tet, Alkein Katvu Achronim the Asur Afilu Pachot Mi Arba Amot. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Upashut Afilu Maybe Kamo Veino Olech Klal. You shouldn't be standing up with that certain stature, because it's a certain amount of arrogance, which we know is bad news. The second part is, Velo Yelech Arba Amos Begiloi Harosh. And the question is there an importance to the distinction in the language between Asur, and here it doesn't say Asur. Now, before we make that distinction, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud says, even in your own house, where you have a roof, for sure when you're outside, if you're playing ball, you have to have a keep on. Now, there, because you could have said Velo Yelech, so you'd be Medayik. Let's say I'm not being Yelech, I'm just Stam in the house. No, you need to have a keep on. But more than that, is the first point of the Mishnah Berurah at Sif Katan Yud Aleph says that it's a Midat Chasidut, even less than Arba Amos, as we had said, even when you're sleeping at nighttime and you're not being Lalechet, it's a Midat Chasidut to have the Kippah, because the whole point of the Kippah is, like we said, Yorei Malkas, to have Yirat Hashem. However, the Marashal and Siman Ayin Bet, and it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, that says, look at the distinction in the language in the Gemara. Only the first part of the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph talks about Aser. And then it tells us over the story that they wouldn't, that these rabbis wouldn't go walking because of Yirat Shamayim. But the tone of the language in a couple of the Gemaras, it's that it's a Midat Chasidut. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, quoting this Marshal, that some say that's not Asa Medina, it's only for the Machmirim, the Tznuim. Okay, that would be the Marshal. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Aleph quotes the Taz later on that says that nowadays it's a din. It's called a V'chukotem lo teleichu. The Bizmanenu Isur Gamor Siman Chet, Sif Katan Gimel in the Taz. That nowadays it's an Isur Gamor Medina Yod Begilu Erosh. V'afilu Yoshi Bebeiso. And he says, because the Goyim, they would walk home from their streets and then they would throw down their hat. So it became a chok. This is very important, halach l'maisa. The concept of how much do you take this taz, halach l'maisa, of that it's considered like a chok that you need, that if you walk without a kippah, there's a two nafkaminos. Number one is the question of if you daven without a kippah on, is it considered a toivah? You have to even go by accident. You have to consider it's like a chok of an akum. You have to go back. Rav Moshe is tshuva. Says that you would have to go back. Rav Avadja argues. It's based on how seriously do you take this taz. The other side of it is the question that the Rav Moshe was asked. The question again in Tavshin Lamedalad. He was asked the question for Parnasa. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get Parnasa. This is very, very, very common. Still nowadays, not as common as it was 20 years ago. About getting a job. And you might not get a job because you're wearing a kippah. If it's mitzara din chukosim lo seleichu, it's a lav, then we know the halach is you gotta lose all your money. But if it's because it's an asay, it's a nice that they admit that chasidut, you would not have to have the parnasa. And here, Rav Moshe, as opposed to the tefilato bishogig without a kippah, here he was makom to say that even according to the taz, it was maybe only for the cold and the hot, but you should not lose your job for the kippah. The other piece which happens, Bikilei Rosh, which is connected, is in Tzif Katan Yud Bet. The question is, if you wake up at night, or you're walking around, you don't have a kippah, how do you cover yourself? So a lot of people initially just take their hand and cover their head. Does that work at all? According to the Maharshal, if you wake up at night, and since it's just a Midat Chasidut, and you're all fablunjined, and you're not aware of your surroundings, so even and you're dying of thirst, you could be somech, b'shas adchak, to put your hand on your head. However, again, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, not like the Maharshal, that you should try as much as possible, for sure, normally, that you should try to put your sleeve on top of your head, because your actual hand and your head is all one goof, and your goof can't cover yourself. And therefore, it's better when you wake up in the morning, or any time, if you see that you don't have a kippah, you have a friend's hand or your sleeve to cover your head. And the last piece, the Mishnah Berurah talks about the concept of not saying brachot, that the Mishnah Berurah says koshken she'os levarech v'adin lomod begilu erosh, and that we'll see is not so simple either, because in Siman Tzadik Aleph the Gra clearly says that it's just a midat chasidut, it's not iser min adin. Again, I'm not recommending it, but you'll see a lot of people, especially Sfaradim, who a lot of times don't walk around with their kippah when it comes to the bracha, they're machmir to make sure to say it with a kippah on. And again, definitely me'ikar adin. It might not be me'ikar adin, but definitely it's an important minhag that you walk around with a kippah, which hopefully helps you remember the Ribono Shel Olam and have more Yirat Shamayim. Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we will start Siman Gimel with Hanhagas Beis HaKiseh. Have a good day.